You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
Now you can get every record ever recorded. Yes, in this one-time-only mixed bag special, every record ever recorded. From the same people who brought you hits of 51, 52, Hungarian love songs, songs that begin with the letter P, every possible combination. Every record ever recorded. We mean literally that. Every record ever recorded since recording began. We drive a truck to your house and deliver every single record ever recorded. You get classical. Ich habe genug, Cantata 82 by Bach.
Ich habe genug.
Johnny Cash, I Walk the Line. Lithuanian language records.
Sesu, yes. Sesu, yes. Sesu. Chances are
I want to know. Yes, every record ever recorded. Plus, if you act now, an ice crusher. How do you do? My name is Conrad Jarvis, and I've been dead for 6 years. But this record offer is so spectacular, I had to come back to tell you about it.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device.
Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me. I just want to make love to you.
It needs a laugh and joke are two biological urges that set human beings apart from animals. Webster's Dictionary defines comedy as... Well, I'm just messing with you. That music brings out the Ken Burns in me. You know, Steve Martin surprised a lot of people by winning a Grammy this year for the best bluegrass record with his banjo music. But you know, his first banjo record is 30 years old. It's from 1981. It's a record called The Steve Martin Brothers. It's a split LP of stand-up comedy and banjo playing. This is from that record. It's called John Henry. It's long out of print. I've always liked it. You know, you may or may not be familiar with a podcast called Completely Conspicuous. It's mostly a talk show. Jay Kumar is the host. He's an old friend of mine. He's a journalist of many years. He's sort of a professionally curious person. He likes to pull apart a topic with a guest. And it was fun for me to go on recently and talk about how we're both personal fans of stand-up comedy on the stage and on record and on TV and in the movies. And so I thought it made sense to do a sort of a companion show here where I'd play rare comedy records. And so opening the show, you heard Robert Klein from his record Mind Over Matter from 1974. That was a parody of a record ad because what I want to do is try to keep it in the spirit of the regular music show here with like a music theme. So I'm going to play Albert Brooks and The Credibility Gap and The National Lampoon and others. So let's start with Martin Mull, who, by me, can do almost no wrong. Listen to this from his second LP, 1973, Martin Mull and His Fabulous Furniture in Your Living Room. This is his live arrangement of Dueling Tubas. Thank you.
The following incident takes place in the advertising department of the Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, hello, Louise. Yes. Did that rock and roll promoter ever show? What rock and roll promoter? You know, the one who's going to take out the full-page ad. Did he ever show? I bet he didn't. Oh, he did, huh? Well, will you please tell him that he is 6 minutes late by my watch, and my watch is 5 minutes fast? Yes, tell him that. Well, you have... I don't know what that comes... Just have him figure it out. Will you please send him in? Thank you. I can't believe these people. They either show up or they don't show up, or they show up or they don't show up, or they...
Excuse me, you Mr. Hickenlooper?
Yes, I'm Walter
Hickenlooper. Yeah, how you do? My name is Danny Drollinger. I'm with Conquest Concerts. We do all the big rock and roll shows, you know, in the outlying areas. We did Festival de Salsa at the Orange Show Auditorium. You know, all that stuff. We've done business with you people before.
Well,
and I came down here personally today because I want a huge full-page ad. We're doing a very big rock show out of the Big O.
The Big O? What is that, Winchell's Donuts?
What's the problem, sir? You new to the area?
No.
Well, everybody around here knows there's the Big A, the Big O, the Big I. The Big A's Anaheim Stadium.
That I know.
The Big O's Ontario Motor Speedway.
Ah, Ontario Motor Speedway.
Okay.
What's the Big I?
That's me.
Yeah,
you can write that down if you want.
No, I'm not going to put that
Well, it won't hurt to remember
listen,
it. You know, I'm going to be around in town for a while.
Right.
Okay, anyway, look. It's a very, very different kind of rock and roll show. No smoke bombs, no lasers, and most important, no opening acts. Just three headline supergroups.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom, 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 like
boom,
that, you
boom,
know?
Boom, yes.
So I want them to have equal belling, equal weight.
All right, well, the easiest way to do that is why don't we just list them in the order they appear. How's that? One, two, and three.
Good idea.
Okay,
I like
fine.
The way you work.
Well, thank you very much,
Maybe we'll
sir.
Do some business with you in the future.
I sure hope so.
Okay.
All right, well, let's start with the first act, shall we?
Fine.
Okay, who's on first?
Mr. Hickenlooper, if my secretary has already given you the information, you know, there's no sense for me to be here. I could be out booking Sly in Spokane.
I know.
So if you got it...
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just said who's on first.
That's right.
Ah,
you
that's
see,
right. Oh, I like that name. That's right. It's so affirmative. It's so sure of itself.
Don't write that's right. That's wrong.
That's wrong. Oh, it's a bit more negative, I suppose, with these times and all. That's wrong.
Mr. Hickenlooper?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that's right. It's not that's wrong.
Well, then, who's on first?
Who's on first?
Who is on first?
Who is on first?
Who?
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 Who's on first?
That's right.
That's right. I got it down here.
Look, Mr. Hickenlooper. Mm-hmm. You get on the Pomona Freeway. You drive your car out to Ontario Motor Speedway. You get out. You give the man the ticket. You sit down in your seat. The guy on stage comes out and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present who?"
Who?
That's right.
That's right. All right. It's a fine group as far as I'm concerned. You're upset, right?
Because I'm upset?
We're having a communication problem. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Let's just get this straight before my quaalude kicks in, okay? That's all I ask.
Fine. All right. Well, then we'll start with the second act.
Fine.
I don't know why I didn't suggest this to begin with. Okay. Who's on second?
Who's on first?
Wait a minute. What's the name of the second act?
Guess who?
Jeez, I'm not familiar with the genre here.
Dude, I don't have any genre. Look,
question.
It's just three rock and roll acts. Guess who?
The Ding-a-ling Sisters.
They're not even sisters, Mr. Hickenlooper. Guess who?
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Right,
I am not running no goddamn Busch Gardens, pal. Let's get that straight.
Right.
This is Conquest Concerts.
Okay.
Nothing but class.
Okay.
Guess who?
I can't guess who.
You don't have to guess who.
Well, then I won't guess who.
So don't guess who.
All right.
I will tell you something frankly, sir.
What?
I didn't have this much trouble with the Free Press.
Oh. You didn't, huh? Well, I'll tell you something frankly, sir. I didn't have this much trouble with the Music Center, and they put on Rigoletto 1 year.
That's four acts.
Not the year they did it. All right, now let's just move on to the third act, huh? Will you please tell me the name of the third act?
Yes.
Fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let me see a proof of the act Wednesday, and we'll be...
Wait a minute! Where are you going? Wait a minute. I asked you to tell me the name of the third act.
I told you the name of the third act. You want me to tell you again?
Yes.
That's right.
That's right, on first.
Who's on first? Guess who's on second in the third act?
Yes.
That's right all over the... What's your problem?
I've been writing for 11 minutes. I got nothing on the paper. That's my problem. Why don't you take the paper, you take the pen, and you write it down?
Are you crazy? If I could write, I wouldn't have had to steal this bit.
Well, you might recognize the voices there of Michael McKean and David Lander, who play Lenny and Squiggy on TV's Laverne and Shirley. The third member of their stage comedy group, The Credibility Gap, was writer, actor, and voice artist extraordinaire Harry Shearer. Shearer wasn't on that cut, but that probably gives you a sense of how worthwhile it might be to hunt down records by The Credibility Gap. Okay, so next, I want to explain who was Dickie Goodman. Dickie Goodman invented the break-in record back in 1956 with something called Flying Saucer. It was this comedy record. It had sort of the conceit of him interviewing people on the street about a Martian invasion, yet their answers were just samples from current hit singles by the Platters and Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry, Little Richard. So Dickie Goodman was kind of a pioneer in comedy and in sampling. So come 1975, and Albert Brooks made the break-in record actually really funny with this terrific parody. So first, I want to play Dickie Goodman's biggest record from 1975, which was an interview with the shark from the movie Jaws. And from that same year, Albert Brooks's terrific deconstruction of the break-in record, something called Party in Outer Space, from his LP that year, A Star is Born.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a girl swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her?
Please.
I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? With me now is the local sheriff. Sheriff Brody, the shark will be back for lunch. What do you intend to do?
Do a little dance, make a little love, get down the line.
Just arriving is oceanographer Matt Hooper. Sir, if someone is attacked by a shark, what should they do?
Do the hustle.
We're going aboard the fishing boat of Captain Quint. Captain, will you be able to catch this giant shark?
I will.
Thank you, Captain. Captain, when you catch one of these sharks, what do you feel like?
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
We've just sighted the shark again. He's coming straight for us. Captain Quint is shouting something at him.
Get your baby one of these nights.
Hey, Jaws, the captain says he's going to catch you. What do you think of that? Uh-oh, here he comes again. They've hit him. Mr. Jaws, why doesn't anything seem to hurt you?
Big boys don't cry.
He's coming right onto the boat. Mr. Jaws, why are you grabbing my hand?
Wouldn't you give your hand to a friend?
No, wait. Mr. Jaws, that's not the way this record is supposed to end. Help! Help!
Top 40 Radio. For years, it's dominated America's ears the way an overbearing mother dominates her child, with tight playlists, frequent contests, and a large male staff. Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz.
Albert came to us and asked, how do you get a top 40 hit?
We both laughed.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I said, look, Albert, you can't really sing.
You can't play guitar.
You know, you've got no top 40 skills. Why don't you try to make one of those gimmick records?
One of those flying saucer things where they use pieces of all the big hits and then write some dumb story around them.
Well, Albert waltzed into my office one day.
Superstar lawyer David Braun.
And he gave me this idea that he had for building this story around gold records. I hated to be the one to prick that balloon. But I had to point out to him that the problem was enormous. He'd had to get releases from the artists, permission from the record companies, mechanical licenses from the publishers, and even after he got all those things, it would cost him a fortune in royalties. And I said, Albert, for what this thing's gonna cost you, you might as well go out and make your own gold records.
And he thought he was joking, but that's exactly what I did. And I'll tell you something, the whole outer space concept is so freaky, it's so far out, I really don't think top 40 stations are even going to realize these aren't so-called real hits. And whatever royalties this thing does earn, at least the checks are going to be coming to a Mr. A. Brooks and not some schmuck I don't even know.
Attention, attention, this is Mission Control. We switch you immediately to our Hollywood correspondent.
Hello, everybody, I'm reporting from the first party ever held in outer space. Everybody is here, and I mean everybody. Old movie stars, statues, politicians, dead people, the works. Look, isn't that Lassie? Swell party, isn't it, Lassie?
I'm having a great time. Thanks.
Thank you. Gee, what a polite animal. Uh-oh, here comes Abraham Lincoln. Hi, Abe.
Oh, I just met Lassie.
Me too. She's a lovely dog. Thanks for being so honest. Oh, my goodness, look over there. It's the great Al Jolson.
Don't bother me now.
Why not, Al?
I'm having lunch.
So you are. Looks good, too. Well, let's move away now and change the subject. Oh, maybe I can get a word with the Statue of Liberty. Excuse me, what brings you here, ma'am?
I'm with him.
Well, I hope the both of you have a very good time. Try the cheese dip. Looking for more people to talk to? Oop, excuse me, sir. Are you a celebrity?
No.
I didn't think so. You don't have that certain something. Uh-oh, there's Richard Chamberlain. Hello, Dick.
Hi, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Dick. Always a pleasure. Well, time to be leaving. Let's say goodbye to Lassie.
I talked to you once already.
Indeed you did, and we were very grateful for it. See you all next year at another Party from Outer Space.
Albert Brooks, and before that, Dickie Goodman. Well, it's easy to forget how much fun it is to curl up with a bunch of old comedy records and just laugh along in the theater of the mind. What might make it more relaxing and festive are some refreshments. You know, even this very special More Lost Time is brought to you by the New Generation Baking Company and their Modern Age Brownies, which, come to think of it, won't be much help to you at this particular moment because, for now, they're not available in stores, or anywhere else for that matter. Though I did mention this show to Lucille Schwab on the phone this week, and she did tell me about a time that her husband, Jake, considered a career in stage comedy, doing stand-up. They had gone for their first time ever to a comedy club here in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. It's kind of a cerebral nightclub that attracts a lot of the engineering students over at the Polytechnic called Beguilements. And they didn't know there'd be a two-drink minimum, and those drinks go straight to his head, and before he knew it, he was signing up for the Friday open mic night. Lucille told him he was going to make a fool of himself, but according to Jake, he said it would be a good experience. And so come Wednesday night, he went down to the basement to work up an act. Lucille got a little nervous when it was time to go, and Jake started pulling his old summer camp trunk up the stairs and announced that it contained his props. And he was so excited, he sort of sweetly pushed her down on the couch, and he began his dress rehearsal. So, you know, he had the little empty shampoo bottle, and he said, "This is Telly Savalas' new hair care product." And he had the one-way street sign and claimed he was going to point it down a dead-end street to collect free cars. He had a back scratcher with a paint roller attached to it that he said it was for painting the wall behind you without turning around. And that's when Lucille started to get very scared, you know, really physiologically affected. They got to the club. And now the two-drink minimum was not a problem for her. Lucille sat by herself in the back, and each open micer hit the stage, and for the most part, you know, it's open mic night. The silence is often their signal for when enough is enough. Lucille started to get a strong urge to leave. You know, she felt like she might have to run to the ladies' room and then just keep on going toward Connecticut or somewhere further. And then before long, just when she thought she couldn't take it anymore, Jake showed up, standing right next to her, and he said, "Let's go." And they were quiet in the car on the way home. He drove. And that night, as they were falling asleep, she told him, "I thought the back scratcher was a funny idea." But she knew he wasn't looking for her approval. And when, you know, when modern age brownies hit stores, they're definitely going to win the approval of anybody who tries them. But even if that never happened, they'd still be the best. They're delicious, nutritious, and even surreptitious. They're modern age brownies. Wait and see.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me
$9.99. $9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and the tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to stereos and stuff and got one already. I gotta fire up some money. Gotta get my head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
The far out thing is, though, that album, man, is like more than your record, if you know what I'm hinting at, you know?
Oh, have you done that, man?
You expect to get your wax, you know? You got your stacks of wax, man, but you don't expect to get high in the bargain, you know what I mean? I mean, you know, I put my tongue in the hole, you know?
Yeah, what happened, man?
And just spin it, man. Well, it hurts, you know, but the pain is so out of sight, you know?
One, two, three, four.
If you love reggae music and that reggae beat, you gotta go down to Jamaica. Take the J train down at Houston Street. It will let you off in Jamaica. Reggae music got that reggae sound. Basement reggae gone underground. Oh, Papa Jelly, the Haile Selassie too. Filet gumbo and Natty Lux. Oh, Latin. Oh. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Grossman. We didn't mean to hurt anything. We're just playing down here. Well, we're wearing sweaters. We'll pay for the screen. Reggae music got that reggae sound.
That's a number of cuts from the old National Lampoon Radio Hour. Before we wrap up, there's time for one more. A rare version of the best music parody ever, the collaborative project between Eric Idle and Neil Innes, The Ruddles. Here's Hold My Hand, with the introduction used only on the initial LP version. This was there's an intro on this that was cut from every subsequent reissue of this song.
I'm not the kind of guy who likes to play Big Brother, but I've just seen your date outside. He's with another. I saw you both come in, and clearly you're not meant for him. So please, please hold my hand. Hold my hand.
That's the LP version of The Ruttles' Hold My Hand, with the introduction referencing the beginning of the Beatles back in the USSR, rest of the song referencing a whole lot of other Beatles songs, of course. As always, thanks for listening. This week's program was researched by Paul Bearer and engineered by Angela Mercy. If you'd like to hear another comedy installment, maybe one with more stage stand-up, let me know. Email themorelosttime@gmail.com. This was a collaborative project with Completely Conspicuous. You can hear and subscribe to either of those shows using iTunes, Feedcatcher, or your favorite similar RSS client. This podcast is part of Project Acquisition, an ongoing initiative by NAC and its parent company, Salt Mineral Global, to systematically acquire the largest corporate-owned share of independently produced programming for the Internet for the purpose of combining it with terrestrial programming from its 1,250 radio stations worldwide to achieve global preeminence in digital broadcasting. NAC encourages its podcasters to attract and maintain sponsor relationships as it considers supplementing its business model with listener fees. That's the program, and that's the sound of More Lost Time.